弟兄姊妹们平安。那个，我以为有三首歌，他们提早结束了。
I thought they were gonna sing three songs.
因为我们今天的聚会时间要非常准时，会后有这个防火演习。
We need to end our meeting today on time because of the fire drill.
弟兄姊妹，我们上一次跟弟兄姊妹讲到，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Last time I shared with you the message, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
不光讲到这是我们个人的心愿。
This is not only our individual's wish.
我们要让它扩大到我们整个家都要来侍奉神。
We need to enlarge it so that our whole family will serve God.
也不光是我们的家，而是要扩大到我们整个教会都要来侍奉神。
And not only our whole family, but the whole church will serve God.
我们更希望有一天神的恩典和怜悯真的是让全地都来侍奉神。
How I wish that with God's mercy and power that the whole earth would serve God.
神从来不勉强我们来侍奉他。
God never forced us to serve him.
但是他却把这一个尊贵荣耀的机会赐给我们。
But yet he gives us this precious and glorious chance.
所以约书亚说，你们今天如果你们以为不好，今天就可以挑自己的神去侍奉。
That's why Joshua says, if you do not think thisGood enough, you can choose your own God to serve.
但是他说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
But then he announced, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
我们每一个人都有自己的主和自己的神。
We all have our own masters and our own God.
不是来侍奉这位真神，我们就是被自己或被偶像所辖制。
If we are not serving this living true God, then we'll be bound by ourselves or false God.
所以圣经上讲得很清楚，你被谁奴隶，就是谁就是你的主。
That's why the Bible says, whoever enslaves you, he is your master.
有什么，我们真感谢神，让我们这班人蒙恩得救，可以来侍奉他。
How we praise the Lord that we are saved so we can serve him.
那上个礼拜我结束的时候说，家有家风，我们搬到这个新的会所来。
And last time I said that every family has its own culture. Now we're moving into this new facility.
我们决定不要以为只是搬到一个新的 facility, 新的设施，新的地方。
Please do not think we're just moving to a new facility or new place.
我们真的希望神让我们每一个人都觉得在属灵上神要把我们带到一个新的 stage, 新的阶段。
Let's see that God is going to lead us into a new spiritual stage.
所以我们这一段时间怎么样子建立家风非常重要。
Therefore, it is very important how we build up the character of this household of God.
虽然家风很重要，等一下我要来讲，但是其实我上篇信息还有一个更重要的点是什么，大家记得吗？
And I also have another very important point of my previous message. Do you remember?
我们今天早上来到什么地方？
What's this place that we're coming this morning?
这些人都太聪明了哈。是的，我们不是来到 Bowers, 我们是来到神的家。
We're not coming to Bowers, but to house of God.
弟兄姊妹，我说过，当你们来我家的时候，你一定会觉得你是来我家，来于弟兄家。Make a difference.
As I said, when you come to my house, you will recognize and you will say, this house belongs to Brother Yu.
当我们来教会的时候，我们有没有想到我们是来神的家？
But when we come to the church, do we sense and recognize that we're coming to the house of God?
这一个聚会里面，如果神的同在不是我们最重要的事和特点的话，这个聚会在主的面前是一个失败的聚会啊。
If God's presence is not a major characteristic of a meeting, then this meeting is deemed a failure in God's eyes.
同样的，如果今天我们来到教会里面，我们不是预备好了要来朝见神，因为怎么样，我们是失去了来教会最重要的意义和目的。
And if we come to the house of God, did not expect to meet God, and then we missed out the purpose of coming to church.
因为这个这件事情非常重要，我们一定要想到这是神的家。
So we ought to recognize.And register. This is the house of God.
我们来到这里不光是见弟兄姊妹而已。
We're not just here to meet brothers and sisters.
我们不光在这里尽一个基督徒当尽的职分，我们要来聚会。
Or to fulfill our Christian duties to attend a meeting.
我们是回家。
We are coming home.
太喜乐的事哈。
Isn't that a joyful thing?
我孩子两个孩子去读大学，他们还很喜欢回家，我们很高兴啊。
We're very happy that my two college sons love to come home.
我儿子回来，他最高兴的事情是上厕所跟洗澡间哈。
When they come home, the thing that they enjoy the most is to go to their own bathroom.
连厕所洗澡间都让他感恩了好几次，我听他感恩了。
They're so grateful to come home to their bathroom.
那更不要说还有冰箱，还有他的床，他躺上去就说好舒服。
There's a refrigerator and their own bed.
而且冰箱可以打开来就可以吃的。
And they can eat anything in the refrigerator.
你在那边打开来吃，有人要揍你的。
They cannot do that at school.
但是这是他的家。
Because that's their house.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们要想到神的家，我们心就欢喜哈。
So whenever we think of God's house, our heart will be overflowing.
家有家风，我们上次讲了三个。
And then last time we said there are three things we ought to observe.
刚刚唱诗的时候，念慈姊妹已经让大家复习了，我们现在不准看，不准回头了哈。
Okay, now no one turn back.
第一个是什么
？What's the first character?
还不会的背哈。亲切有礼貌第二个呢
Be kind and courteous
守时有秩序
And be on time and orderly
第三个呢
Third
要爱护神的家
To love and cherish God's house
我上礼拜讲完以后我不知道弟兄姊妹回家有没有给你们家的小萝卜不小萝卜头小孩子们讲过
I don't know if you share with your children
今天其实从上个礼拜开始我就常常被许多小朋友拦下来打招呼
Since last week, I've been stopped by many children and be greeted by them.
今天早上我只 stopped 了一个小孩子，他没跟我打招呼。我说，嘿嘿嘿，你还没跟我打招呼，所有人都跟我打招呼。
And this morning, I only stopped one child and remind him, "Hey, you haven't greeted me yet." And everyone else did.
弟兄姊妹，这是双向的，大人也要学习跟孩子打招呼。
You know, it's a mutual thing. We adults ought to greet them also.
不要被他们那个很酷的表情吓到了。
Do not be. Do not be intimidated by their coolness.
就跟他们嗨，没关系，不会英文没关系啊。
Just say hi to them. It's okay.
你知道我们台湾跟中国来的这个留学生，最近很多父母亲来拜访我们啊。
Recently, a lot of parents of foreign students come to visit.
那有些父母完全不懂英文。
Some parents they don't understand English at all.
没有关系，真的没有关系。
That's okay.
以前有一个人也是他的爸爸来这个美国看探亲。
Once there's this person who's family, a parent came to visit.
他每天早上都喜欢出去散步，因为美国的空气很好。
And then they go out to take a walk every single morning.
就他在马路上走路的时候，对面来一个美国人，就跟他 Good morning.
So and then while he was taking the walk and he saw an American person, he just says Good morning.
那他没想到美国人会跟他打招呼，他也不知道 Good morning 是什么意思，就我老王。
Okay, the American person says Good morning to this father, and then he.Couldn't understand that, and he just says, "My name is Mr. Wang."
So, 后面的几天，一个就是 Good morning, 一个就是我老王，他们两个都很亲切。
So in the following days, they will greet each other like "Good morning," and he would say in Chinese, "My name is Mr. Wang," and then they're very friendly toward each other.
过了几天以后呢，这个老先生看到那个美国人就学会了，就变成 "Good morning."
And finally, this father learned the English. So the next time he sees this American person, and then he says, "Good morning." He
learned English. 看那个美国人惊讶了，举手我老王。
And that American person responded by in Chinese, says, "I'm Mr. Wang."
弟兄姊妹，你有什么关系吗？你不懂就不懂，可是他们心灵里面却在沟通，对不对
？That's okay if you don't understand each other. You're still communicating.
哎呀，所以等一下我们碰到一些年轻孩子，不管你叫什么，嗨就好了。
So when you see the young people, just say hi.
弟兄姊妹，有人说哈，来到教会里面，不是只有传道人站在上面才开始讲道。
And some says a sermon does not start.When the preacher comes to the podium,
是所有的弟兄姊妹其实都在传信息 before 我们真正传道人上来讲道。
Every single brother and sister is preaching a message.
当你在这样跟人家说 Good morning, 说早安，说 Hi 的时候
，Whenever you're saying greeting people with Good morning or Hi,
你已经在传递一个爱的信息。
You're already sending a message of love.
当我们准时来参加教会聚会的时候
，When we come to the meeting sometime.
一方面，我们在这里传递一个我们是有 discipline 的一般人。
We're sending a message that we are a group of disciplined people.
当我们在这里唱诗，我们肯开口赞美的时候，
when we open our mouth and sing and praise God,
我们肯开口祷告，
and then we praise God and pray,
我们在传递信心的信息，
we're sending a message of faith,
因为我们等于就是告诉别人说我们相信神的同在，所以我们来赞美他。
We're telling people we believe God is with us, therefore we praise Him.
当我们在这里奉献的时候，我们也在这里传递一个信息。
When we're making an offering of money, we're also sending a message.
我们是属神的人，
because we belong to God.
所有的都是在神的恩典里面给我们，所以我们能够给出去。
Everything was given to us by God's grace, therefore we can give.We can return it. We can give it back.
弟兄姊妹，今天你在听我讲这个道以前，你已经讲了几千信息了，你知道吗？
Do you know, by now you have already sent a lot of messages before I start preaching?
所以以前有一个人，他曾经讲过，他说当人约好聚会，有人迟到的时候。
So one person once said that when someone is late for a meeting.
他在送一个非常清楚的 message， 就是告诉你们这些等我的人，在我的眼中你们不重要。
He's sending a very clear message to those people who are waiting for him that you are not important to me.
因为如果今天是总统找我的话，我一定准时。
Because today if the president summons me to meet with me, I will be on time for sure.
我公司老板找我的话，我一定准时。
And if the boss of my company wants to meet with me, I will be on time.
但是你们这一般人是我可以迟到的人。
But to you, I can be late.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要注意我们自己。其实我们的生活都在 deliver message.
Therefore, we ought to be careful because how we live and how we conduct our lives are sending a message.
我们讲至于我和我家都要来侍奉神。
When we say as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
那我们怎么带动现在的这一代的年轻人跟孩子起来侍奉神呢？
How do we motivate the young people to serve God?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们爸爸妈妈自己本身天天都在传信息。
We parents are sending a message to our children every day.
学校说 PTA 七点钟开会，我们一定七点钟准时到。
When the school has a PTA at 7 o'clock p.m., we are there on time.
当教会说10点钟聚会的时候，我们说没关系，慢一点，先吃完早饭再去。
But when church says the meeting will start at 10 o'clock a.m., then we say, oh, that's okay, take your time, finish your breakfast.
我们已经告诉孩子们说教会不重要的。
Then we're sending a message to our children, church is not as important.
学校才重要。
And it's...School is more important.
哎呀，我们在教会里面跟弟兄姊妹问好啊，你还好吗？最近忙不忙
？And when we greet each other at church, say, "How are you? Are you busy, lady?"
等到上车的时候，父母亲在那里批评论断刚刚打招呼的人。
And then after we get into the car on the way home, we start criticizing the person we just greeted.
孩子们就听到一篇信息说，原来我们可以假冒为善，我们可以 play two faces.
And then our children are receiving a message that we can be a double-faced person, we can be a hypocrite.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们知道吗？其实我们每一个人，我们的生活就是信息，就是见证。
So our life is a message. It's
为什么我说要建造家风这么重要
？That's why I say it's so important to build up the character of God's house.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天怎么聚会，怎么生活，这些虽然好像是很小的事情。
You might think it's a small thing how we conduct ourselves.
但是它是我们里面生命的发表。
But that's a manifestation of our inner life.
它是我们教会真实的见证。
And that is the true testimony of our church.
它是显明我们属灵跟神之间关系真实的情形。
And it reveals the true condition between us and God.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起来哈，一起来建立家风。
So let's learn and let's all build up the house of God with character.
那我也希望不是小朋友只来跟我这个做传道人、做牧师的打招呼。
And I hope our children don't just greet me, the pastor.
所以如果你碰到小朋友跑过去没有跟你打招呼 stop 他你说 hi
so if a child just run by you without greeting you stop him and say hi
不要责备他就是先做
don't rebuke them just do it yourself
在座的任何父母亲你上个一个一整个已经两个礼拜了两个礼拜了你有没有把这三个点跟孩子讲过到现在还没讲的讲过的举手好了
please raise your hand parents if you have shared these three things with your children in the past 2 weeks
多少人啊？我应该 step down。
Oops.
No, 弟兄姊妹不可以这样子。你请你们答应我，回家一定跟你们的孩子讲。
Please promise me, go home and share with your children.
怎么可以我们自己听？要全教会能够有家风呢？
How can we by ourselves build up the character of household God?
表示你们觉得这件事情不重要吗？
Unless you think it's not important.
所以如果人家来到我们教会，满地都是汽水瓶，这个。擦手巾纸、封卡和满地都是， 你会觉得人家还想不想来这个教会？
If someone comes to our church and then our church is full of trash, empty bottles and napkins, do you think they will come again?
人家来这个教会发现所有人都不打招呼，你想人家想不想来？人家觉得这是一个大冰箱。
If a newcomer comes and no one greets them, they will think this is a cold place. They will not come again.
他宁可去参加 social club.
They rather go to a social club.
对不对？如果大家都是姗姗来迟，迟到乱七八糟，没秩序，人家会觉得这哪里是个教会呢？
If everyone comes late and there's no order, what kind of church is this?
这样子好了。答应我回家一定会跟孩子们讲的，请举手。
Okay, raise your hand if you promise me that you will share with your children when you go home.
感谢主哈，你们不能举手，因为没孩子，我了解哈。下午睡比较紧张。
It's okay if you don't have children.
啊，就是，但我们要跟孩子们交通。
But we need to communicate with
them. 我们全家一同来，我们整个家风一起来建立哈。
So let's all work together to build up this character.
啊，弟兄姊妹，今天早晨我讲的这篇信息的题目，你们可能会吓一跳。什么叫做凡有耳的就应当听
？Today you might be surprised by this message title. He who has ears, let him hear.
有没有人知道这句话在圣经出现过几次
？Do you know how many times this statement appear in the Bible?
唱诗叫大家注意，我们最多讲到 attention 哈，对不对？哦 ，listen， 请你们注意，我们顶多讲到这里。
At the most, when we want to call attention, we say.Please pay attention.
但是这边却说凡有耳的就应当听。
But here it says, he who has ears, let him hear.
我们在座没有耳朵的请举手。
Please raise your hand if you don't have ears.
我可是看到没有人举手哈。主耶稣的意思就是说你只要有耳朵你就是要听。
In other words, what Jesus meant here is, anyone who has ears,He should hear.
神的使者在这里传话的时候，就是说，凡有耳的就应当听。圣经上，中文圣经就出现八次。
And even the messengers of God said this eight times.
其中前面的七次就是启示录对七个教会，每一个教会结束的时候都说，凡有耳的就应当听。
The first seven times of the statement was made by an angel, a messenger of God was in the Revelation, the book of Revelation.
然后最后一次是讲到敌基督出现的情形，凡有耳的都应当听。
And last time, the Bible talks about the condition when Antichrist appears. And again, it says, anyone who has ears, let him hear.
那为什么这件事情在神的心中这么重要呢？
Why is this so important to God?
因为神最爱的、最在乎的就是教会。
Because God cares the church the most.
因为基督和教会根本就是一个。
Because Christ and the church are one.
我想我们一起读一下我们今天的那个程序单，请大家拿在手上。
Please take out your program sheet. Outline sheet.
因为我常常觉得经文胜过我们讲道的人所讲的。
Because God's words are more, it works more.Than what we can say.
今天背诵经文三章九到十节，我中文来念就好了。要使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为了要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
That was Ephesians chapter 3 verse 9 and 10.
所以在这里讲到说神有一个隐藏的这个历世历代隐藏的一个奥秘，神现在要把它讲出来。
It says here, God has this mystery that's been hidden in the past ages, and now God wants to reveal it.
如果邦彦现在突然跟我们讲说，我有一个隐藏了三十年的奥秘，你们有没有人想要听
？If brother,
有哈，那这么多人都想听。
If brother Ma now tells us, I have a secret that I've been hidden for 30 years, now I'm going to tell you. Will you pay attention?
啊，或者美国总统说，我当了美国总统八年，我要。辞职之前，我有一个秘密，我要告诉你们。
Or the president of America says, before I step down, I have a secret that I kept for the past eight years.
这是你神说历代以来 for generations 是有一个奥秘，他现在要告诉我们。
But now God is telling us that He has a secret, a mystery that has been hidden, it's been hidden for the past ages.
而这个奥秘告诉我们的时候，就能够让我们知道，原来神是一个这么智慧的神。
And
I hope, 他是要把神的智慧显出来。
The purpose of revealing is to show us God's immense grace, immense wisdom.
小张啊，今天早上这边前两排都是世界顶级的音乐家哈，我假装了哈。
Let let's assume the first two rows are seated on the top musicians of the world.
Just assume.
And then you don't know them, but I invited them from all over the world. They're the top musicians of the world.
请问你从外表看得出来这个他们专长是哪一方面吗?
Do you think you can just tell by the appearance their expertise?
你们猜黄伯伯是会什么乐器? By looking at it.
Just by looking at someone, can you tell the instrument they play?
那廖妈妈呢? James呢? 你们从外面看不出来，对不对?
You cannot judge by the appearance.
等到他真正走到他最专长的 instrument 乐器前面的时候,
but as he goes to the instrument that he's very good at,
然后借着他的乐器把他那个炉火纯青的技巧发表出来的时候,
through playing he reveals to us his great skill.
哎呀我们的张大姐哇,
we'll be awed.
我们才晓得原来他小提琴打得这么好。
Wow, he plays violin so well.
原来他钢琴弹得这么好。
Oh, he plays the piano so well.
我都要讲说他们鼓打得这么好。
Or they're such a drummer.
就是被他借着一个东西把他里面的艺术把他的智慧把他的技巧把他一切所有的爱他发表出来。
Through art, they get to express their passion and their skills and then their everything.
同样的, 你这边都是艺术家,
they're like these group of people are artists.
你哪里知道杨俊的艺术是什么?
How would you know Brother June is good at?
这个电脑的人, 他哪里懂艺术?
How does he know about art?
可是他一画图的时候, 原来是泼墨画, 哇,
but then as he starts drawing, then you realize, wow, he is an artist.
弟兄姊妹你要知道我们就借着一个东西把我们里面的那个东西给发表出来。
Therefore we, through art we get to express what's inside of us.
神要把他历代以来他所隐藏的他的智慧他的丰富要借着教会发表出来。
And God wants to express what's in him through church.
他要使天上执政掌权的现在都知道神百般的智慧到底是什么。
That the manifold wisdom of God will be made known to rulers and authorities in the heavenly realm.
所以这是为什么在启示录对每一个教会讲完的时候都要加上一句凡有耳的就要听。
That's why in the book of Revelation, every time a God's messenger says to speak to a church, he, at the end he will say, he who has ears, let him hear.
有对教会的责备, 有对教会的称赞, 有对教会的托付。
There are praises or rebukes or commissions to the church.
弟兄姊妹,我们今天时间很短,我只是用四个点,很简单,因为我们在座有很多年轻的孩子。
I will briefly go through 4 points. Today,
让我们看见为什么神说凡有耳的都要听，因为这件事情太重要。
To see why God says he who has ears let him hear, because this is so important.
我们千万不要认为说盖着一个教堂上面有十字架这就是教会。
Do not think that a building with a cross on top that is a church.
以前有一个妇人，她到欧洲去参观的时候，人家带她去参观那个漂亮的 cathedral.
Once a woman went to visit Europe and she was toured on. She was led to a cathedral.
哎，我们都进过欧洲那种大教堂，高的不得了，好气派呀！
And the cathedral is magnificent.
然后里面都是观光客。
And the building is full of tourists.
所以这个 lady 就问这个向导，不是这向导是一个牧师带着他的。
And the tour guide happened to be a pastor, so this lady asked a question.
他说：“你们到底在这个里面有多少人得救？” 有多少人可以在这里遇见神而被改变？
So this lady asked the tour guide, the pastor, how many people were saved and transformed and changed here?
他就说他是这里只是一个 cathedral, 这里不是一个教会。
But the tour guide says, this is not a church, but only a cathedral.
弟兄姊妹，你可以盖成全世界最豪华的教堂，但是却没有神的同在。
You can build a church building, the most magnificent one in the world, without God's presence.
你可以是基督徒聚在一起，但是却不是一个真正教会的实际。
You can have a gathering of Christians without the reality of a church.
所以我们今天讲到教会的时候，你要知道教会是一个充满属天生命和性情的一个有机体。
When we talk about church, we ought to recognize that church is an organism full of people with heavenly lives.
他在地上来经历神的救恩。
On earth, it will experience God's salvation.
他在地上遵行神的旨意。
On earth, it executes God's will.
他也在地上来彰显神的荣耀。
And on earth, it or manifest God's glory.
所以我们现在讲四件教会很重要的意义。
Now we're gonna look at the four significance of a church.
我们一起看我们的纲要。第一个，
Let's look at the outline.
教会是神的家。
First, church is God's household.
我们都是他的家人，我们是他的儿女。
We're all His family, His children.
我们一起把这三节经文啊，你念中文、英文都可以哈。我们一起把它念一遍。
The passages here.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道，在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。这样你们不再做客人、外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。你看见了没有，在这里神称我们是他的家人或是儿女。
Now do we see God is calling us His own family, His children?
啊，今天早上念是姊妹在上那个成人主日学的时候，叫我们画自己家有几个人啊。
This morning in the Sunday school, Sister Nancy asked us to draw a picture of our family.
那我不是说你要把神画进去，但是呢，我们平常在算自己家人的时候，好像很少把主算进去了。
Usually when we count the members of our family, we almost always neglect God.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们来到神家的时候，我希望弟兄姊妹第一个感觉。教会第一个对我们的意义就是它是我们的家，因为这是神的家。
I hope when we come to church, we get to realize the first thing is this is God's household and this is God's house.
我们是神的家人。
We are His family members.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，我真的觉得这是一件非常非常喜乐的事情啊。
This is such a joyful thing, brothers and sisters.
我们很忽略这样子的一个伟大的救恩。
We often neglect this great salvation and truth.
刚才我说孩子们回到家就是不一样，因为就觉得这就是自己的家。
As I said, when my son comes home, they can relax because this is their house.
我们常常到外地去服事、去讲道、去各地的聚会，最想的就是想回家。
We often go travel around to preach and for missions, and we always miss home.
但你回到家里面，这整个所有的东西都是这样子的自然。
When you come home, everything is so natural, so smooth.
所以弟兄姊妹，我不管我们在世界上碰到任何的困难哈，任何的这个受伤，希望你能够真实知道，在这里是一个神的家。
No matter what difficulties or hurt you have encountered, I hope you all know this is God's house and this is your house. And that we are children of God.
那我希望说，我们之间的关系能够不仅仅是从亲切有礼貌，这是最基本最基本的了。
And I hope that our relationships are not, do not merely stop at being kind or courteous. This is the basic.
如果我们连这个都没有的话，我们真是没有家的感觉。
Without courtesy, there will be no sense of family.
我们希望能够更往前一步。
But we want to move forward.
在这里，我们真是一家人，在主的家中一起来成长。
That we are indeed in a family and we will grow together.
所以在丹麦有一个很有名的雕像，听说好像是在一个学校前面设立的。
There was a very famous sculpture in Denmark.
啊，这么一个小小的故事是讲到有兄弟两个人，那个大概是弟弟还是哥哥，我不晓得。有一个是瘸腿的 handicap.
The story behind this sculpture is that there are a pair of brothers, and then one of the brother was handicapped.
啊，所以在那个时代里面，并不是像现在有各式各样的设备或是弥补的东西。
At that time, there was not much equipment. For disabled people.
啊，所以他的兄弟每天背着他上学。
So his brother carried him to school every day.
小学还好，到了中学就越来越重了哈。
And then that handicapped brother gets heavier and heavier as he goes to high school.
对啊，你要 Sam 去背唐晨的话，那很辛苦的。
It will be hard for Sam to carry Chen.
啊，他越来越重了哈，所以人家会说，你难道觉得不重吗？
He's kind of heavy.
结果他回答了一句很简单的话，他说 He's not heavy, he's my brother.
And so someone asked the brother, Isn't your brother heavy? And he says, Oh, he's not heavy, he's my brother.
弟兄姊妹，有爱就不觉得重，对不对？
With love, you would not think it's too heavy.
世人怎么知道我们是主的门徒呢？因为我们彼此切实相爱啊。
How would the world recognize that we're disciples of the Lord? Because we love one another.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们来到这里，我真的希望弟兄姊妹，我们不是只是聚个会，我们就啪就散掉了，都回家了。
I hope we're not just here to attend the meeting, and after the meeting, we just disperse and go home.
真的像刚刚所唱的诗歌，在这里需要有妈妈，需要有爸爸，需要有兄弟姐妹啊。
We just like the song we just sang. We have fathers, mothers, brothers and sisters.
我跟电池姊妹有机会到美国纽约 Upstate 去参加过一个比较以外国人为主的聚会。
Sister Nancy and I had a chance to attend a meeting in Upstate New York, and the meeting was mainly composed of Caucasian saints.
真的不好意思，我们在美国都老是叫人家外国人。
Most members there are Caucasian.
那我哥哥跟他的孩子也都在那里。
And then my brother's children were there.
他们的那个聚会的特色就是所有的青少年负责整个大会的服事。
And the characteristic of that meeting is that all the services are carried out by teenagers.
对，当我们进到餐厅吃饭的时候，那些 waiter waitress 全是他们自己的子弟兵，十几岁的孩子们。
As we enter into the cafeteria, all the waiters and waitresses were members of their youth group.
我们后来才知道，原来在厨房里面的大厨、洗碗的、做菜的、切菜的，全都是教会的年轻人。
Then later on, we realized that even the chefs and all the cleaning people in the back in the kitchen are all members of the youth group.
我们坐在那里受宠若惊的，他真的就像 waiter waitress 一样，就是你要什么，然后给你弄牛奶、弄果汁 ，everything served 的真的是比外面餐馆都好。
Their service was so good that we felt so honored.
然后我们吃完了，我们就可以走。他们收拾桌子、洗碗、做这些事情。我们真的很感动。
And after meal, we can just depart, and they will clean up everything in the cafeteria as well as in the kitchen.
让我们很感动的是，等到我们聚会的时候进会场。
What moves us even more is that afterwards we go back to the meeting.
他们 worship service 的这些年轻人全部已经在那里小提琴啊。钢琴啊，已经在那里伴奏的非常好的诗歌音乐，让大家可以安静亲近神。同样的人
those brothers and sisters in the youth group, the same group of people, were already there playing instruments, helping people to draw close to God.
年轻的孩子，你不要以为我讲这句话要你们马上做那个哈，不要误会。
Young people, please do not misunderstand that I'm not asking you do it right away.
但是我就是很惊讶，然后我也很得安慰的一件事情。
But what surprised me and comforted me?
我惊讶是看见说居然年轻人服侍得这么好。
That young people can serve so well.
而我很喜乐的事情是我觉得有 hope.
What gives me joy is that I see hope.
我觉得并不是年轻人不可能活出这么美好的年轻的样子。
It's not that impossible for them to live like that.
完全在乎教会跟父母亲怎样来对待我们的孩子们。
It's all up to how church and parents lead our children.
你看不见他们埋怨的眼神。
You don't see them complaining.
你看见他们那样子的爱神，那样子的喜乐，而且那样子的爱亲切。
That they love God and then they serve with a friendliness.
我决定相信他们都是在一个非常非常敬虔而且喜乐的家庭里面出来。
I believe they were raised and brought up.In joyful and godly families.
不然的话，你说换一批人，我不要说换我们教会的，我说换一批咱们中国教会的孩子们去了哈。
If we send another group of people from, say, a Chinese church,
就比较不容易哈。
It would not be as great.
也不是说不可能，因为我在西雅图也参加过一个中国的聚会，年轻人服侍非常好。
I'm not saying impossible because one time I attended a church in Seattle, the youth.People serve so well.
而大人对年轻人也非常好。
And the adults treat young people very nicely.
所以我再说，弟兄姊妹，这是神的家。
Again, let me say, this is household.
我们来到这里，我们真觉得我们是一家人。
Let's come here and feel we are family.
我们是兄弟姐妹，我们有在这里有年长的，有年幼的，有年轻的。
We're brothers and sisters. We have elderly people and young people.
我希望别人来到这里，真感觉到神的爱是这么真实在我们中间。
I hope when a newcomer comes, they will sense.The love of God so true here.
以前有一个小小的故事，说有一次有一个黑人很遗憾的离开一个教会。
I heard a story one time a black person left the church with regret.
因为他进去的时候，那个时候美国还是非常排斥哈种族的对立，所以白人不欢迎他，把他给赶出来，不让他来聚会。
At that time, there was probably still segregation. He was kicked out of the church.
当他很沮丧的走在马路上，他没想到来神家居然会被拒绝。
As he walked on the street with despair, he just could not believe he was rejected by the house of God.
当然这是一个故事了哈，他碰到主。
And then he met the Lord.
主问他说你为什么这么沮丧
And the Lord asked him, why are you so disappointed and down?
他说因为他们拒绝了我
He says, oh, because they rejected me.
主耶稣说你不要难过
The Lord said, Please do not be discouraged.
因为我已经被他们拒绝了20-30年。
Because the Lord says, I have been rejected by them for more than 20 years.
就是没有神爱世人，爱世界上每一个。
Because God loves the world and everyone in the world.
这是神的家，不是我们的家。
This is God's house, not our house.
也不是矽谷基督徒聚会的家而已。
And this is not only the house of Silicon Valley Christian Assembly.
我们真要有那个度量，知道这是神的家。
Let's have this knowledge and capacity to know that this is God's house.
好，我在家的方面多讲了一点。底下我们来讲，教会是神的殿。
And then again, the church is God's temple.
我们不光是神的家人。
Not only that, we're family members of God.
圣经上说，我们是他的居所 ，dwelling place.
The Bible says we are His dwelling place.
神不是只是住在 Bowers 这个 building 里面。
God does not reside in the Bowers building.
神是住在我们这一般人中间呢。
But God lives inside of us and in our midst.
神是以我们为他的居所。
That we are His dwelling place.
我说这些经文都很重要，我们一起来读。
Let's read these passages together.
有基督耶稣自己为房角石。全房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。看到没有，是我们成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Do you see that we become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit?
底下林前三章16节到17节，岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。那刚刚我们讲到家的时候，家的重点是讲到爱。
When we talk about God's house, its character is love.
讲到是圣殿的时候，讲到它的尊贵和圣洁。
And when we talk about God's temple, its character is noble.And is sacred and holiness.
我们都是被主宝血所买赎的，圣经上说是重价买来的。
Because we're all bought with a high price.
所以神洁净了这个我们，洁净了圣殿。
And so God cleansed this temple.
然后他要住在我们中间。
And God wants to dwell in our midst.
弟兄姊妹，以前在那个卡片上，或是在网络上，或是人姊妹们也常常讲哈。这个姊妹们很喜欢骄傲讲的一句话，就是说。这个男人只能 build a house， 只有他们女人能够把它变成 home。
There's a statement that we women are very proud of. It says that men can only build a house, but only women make it a home.
你们阿不阿门
？Amen。
都是姊妹们，你听，我早就知道，弟兄们阿不阿门
？Dear Amen。
阿门。弟兄要悔改，要不服气啊。然后我们不是只是 build a house， 我们都是这个家里的人啊。
We're not only building a house, we're building a family.
弟兄姊妹，神喜欢的不是只是喜欢一个居所，神是喜欢我们成为他的居所。
God does not just desire a dwelling place. God desires that we become His dwelling place.
有一首诗歌说，有主同在就是天堂，对不对
？That's why there's a song says, "With the Lord." With the Lord's presence, the place is a heaven.
弟兄姊妹，是我们当奉主名的神儿女们聚集的时候，这成为神的居所。
When children of God gather together, this place becomes God's dwelling.
我们要在这里荣耀他，要在这里来侍奉敬拜他。
And we can glorify Him and serve Him and worship Him.
来到家中，神满足我们，因为这里是爱，是家。
When we come to the house of God, God will satisfy our heart.By His love.
来到殿里面，我们是要来侍奉神，要来荣耀他。
But when we come to God's temple, we are here to serve and glorify Him.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上说我们是用重价买来的。
The Bible says we're bought with a great price.
宝血洁净的。
The precious blood has already cleansed us.
然后神要以我们做他的居所。
And God wants us to be His dwelling place.
我想我们都出去旅行过哈。
We all traveled before.
我们一定住过各式各样不同的旅馆 hotel.
We have stayed at various kinds of hotels.
我从草堆也住过。
I even slept on hay, on straw hay.
我也住过四五星级的旅馆。
Or five-star hotels.
弟兄姊妹，在到不同的地方去住的时候。
When we stay at various places.
我们知道一分钱一分货。
We know we get what we pay for.
我们配了这样子多的钱，那它的设备就好很多。
When we pay a high price, we will enjoy the facility.
我们省钱，我们就发现我们住的那个房子就很吵，然后水没有。
If we want to save money, then we will live a very humble place.
圣经上说我们是神用重价买来的。
But then the Bible says we are bought with a great price.
圣经上说这个赎价太重，没有人可以付得起。
The Bible says the ransom is so high, no one can afford it.
这个价值大到一个地步，是要神的儿子亲自流血舍命，用他的血买的。
The ransom is so high, only the Son of God can pay for it by His own precious blood. So whenever we gather together, this is His place, His dwelling place. Then we have to be worth His price that He paid. And then He has to be able to enjoy us because He has the ownership. In Silicon Valley, houses are very expensive.
新搬到进来的，你要买一个房子，起码七八十万美金以上。
But newcomers to the Silicon Valley, you probably have talking about $700,000 or $800,000.
哎呀，我们 down payment 进去以后，每个月身上背着一个那么重的 mortgage.
And after the down payment, you still have to pay heavy mortgages every single month.
请问你买好了一个房子以后？
Let me ask you, after you bought a house,
你付了钱, close escrow 了,
you pay the down, you close escrow.
等到你搬进去的时候, 那个人不肯搬走, 他说, 我还是要住这。
And after close escrow, you're about to move, and the previous owner says, oh, I'm not going to move, I still stay here.
你信不信?
Won't you get mad?
你明明付了钱,
because you're paid already.
但人家却不交给你。
But yet they will not deliver the house.
你真的是很 frustrated.
You will be frustrated.
那更不要说这么贵价买回来的。
Let alone such, the Lord paid such a high price.
啊，这个是一百星级的房子啊。
And this is a hotel with 100 stars.
但是里面的设备可能只有排不上级的。
But maybe the facility is still very bad.
啊，我想起我在美国读书的时候，那是二十多年前。
When I was still studying about 20 more than 20 years ago.
我刚刚毕业的时候 ，before 我搬来加州，我在美国中部上班。
Before I moved to California, I was working in the Midwest.
我跟我一个弟兄哈，我们两个是合租了一个房子。
A brother and I rented a house together.
啊，我们虽然看起来有点旧，但是我们想，因为他是军人出身，我们两个。都省钱，所以我们就去租了那个房子。
The place looked kind of old, but we share the house anyways.
啊，这个不得了哈！当我洗澡洗到才洗的一分钟，水没有了。
But bad things just keep happening. The water would stop after a minute of the shower.
我们搬进去的是冬天，美国中部是下雪的。
And when we moved in, it was winter. It was snowing.
没有 heater.
There was no heater.
然后那个窗户、那个门都旧了，那个风可以吹进来的。
And the cold winds just come through the window sill.
然后地毯这个更不要说了。有一天我坐在那里读书。
One day when I was studying.
我眼角突然觉得有个东西在动。
And then I see something moving from the corner of my eyes.
啊，我一看一个老鼠就这样出来看一看我们这个新房客。
And then I see a mouse just come out and look at this new occupant.
哎，弟兄姊妹，这是我们的居所啊。
But this is our dwelling place.
更让我们两个到时候受不了，我们一个多月以后马上搬走。
Finally, we couldn't stand it anymore. We moved after a month.
第一个月，我们除了房租以外，账单来了。
The first month after the rent, we received a bill.
那个账单，水费、电费、瓦斯费，几乎等于我们的房租。
And all the utility bills add up to just about the same as the rent.
因为我们住在楼上，他们楼下全家的水电费全部算我们的。
Because the owner's family lives downstairs and they charge us for all the utilities their household use.
真的是搬到流氓家里面去了。
We really move into a house of a thief.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，我有时想起那个故事，就想起神真的住到流氓家里面来了。
Whenever I think about that, then I can relate to that how God lives in our heart.
他花了他的宝血买赎回来的教会。
He used his precious blood to buy a church.
可是你发现我们连赞美都不想给他。
Then he discovered that we don't even want to give him praise.
我们连命都是他的，可是我们奉献就要跟神算账，睡前还是睡后。
Even our lives belong to him. Yet when we make monetary offerings, we're so calculating.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，我们真的是对不起我们的主。
We owe our Lord big time.
这其实是一件非常荣耀的事情。
This is a very glorious thing that happened to us.
戴安娜这些人结婚也好，死掉也好，全世界的政要，人家肉夜不睡觉看电视的。
When celebrities of the world say like Princess Diana, when they get married or they die, the whole world watch the ceremony.
而荣耀的王在殿的里面等候我们来敬拜他，这是给我们的尊荣啊。
And yet this glorious king is waiting for our worship and praise.
弟兄姊妹要当回事啊，真的要当回事啊。
We have to take it seriously.
每个主日早晨预备好自己要来朝见万王之王。
Let's prepare ourselves every Sunday to worship this King of Kings.
这保罗提到一个地步，他说岂不知你们是神的殿吗？
Paul was so anxious that he cried out, "Don't you know that yourselves are God's temple?"
这么重要、这么尊贵、这么有福的一件事情，你们居然不知道？
This is such an important, glorious thing, and you do not know.
年轻的孩子们，你们如果缺钱，你们会不会去捡那个高压电？
Young people, if you are short on money, would you try to cut the wire, the electric wire?
The high voltage wire. 然后去卖赚一点钱。
And try to sell it.
你再傻都不会做，对不对？
You will not do such a stupid thing.
我上次去中国，人家告诉我说有一个人穷，他就去偷高压电线。
Well, last time I went to China, some were trying to, they were short on money and they just cut a high voltage wire.
他整个人被烧得变成一个焦炭挂在电线上面。
And instantly he was electrocuted and burned to become like copper.
是不是吗？
Is it worth it?
那也许你们真的不知道，看你们样子。
Do you know?
大概你们也不需要去 cut， 因为爸爸妈妈的钱都很够你们用。
Maybe you are never short on money.
你不会爬到二楼、三楼、四楼，然后打开窗户走出去，这个总知道吧？
Well, you will not do a foolish thing by walking outside of out of the window from the third floor.
岂不知你走出去，你就会掉下去吗？
Don't you know if you walk out of your window, you will fall?
对不对？一定会哈。
Isn't it right?
所以弟兄姊妹，这个保罗就是用这样子的口气讲，他说：“难道你不知道
？”So this is the tone that Paul used.
你们就是神的殿啊
！Don't you know you are the temple of God？
神的灵住在你们里头嘛
？And God's spirit dwells within you.
他说：“神的殿是圣的
，And the temple is sacred.
这个殿就是你们。”
And you are that temple.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起凭信心说，我们就是神的殿。
Let's proclaim with faith.We are God's temple.
一起来说，我们就是神的殿。弟兄姊妹要讲真的
哦。When you say it, mean it.
我们希望主来的时候，真的他不会觉得他来到贼窝。
I hope when the Lord comes, he will not feel that he comes to the den of robbers.
这就是主耶稣为什么要洁净圣殿，我父的殿要称为万民祷告的殿，你们却使他成为贼窝。
That's why the Lord cleansed the temple because he says, my temple shall be a place of prayers for all nations, and you make a den of robbers.
在这里买卖。
You're doing transactions here.
在这里有各式各样兑换银钱的事情，谈的、讲的、做的都是属世的事情。
And there are money exchanges. They do every worldly things here.
我们虽然有各行各业。
We might have a different occupation.
但是不在教会里面做生意。
But let's not do business within the church.
这是个人的，绝对不在教会里面推销、卖保险、做任何的事情。
Please do not try to sell things or do transactions, business transactions here at church.
这是你是个人的职业，你在你私下里面你自己去找人，但是不要带到教会来。
That's your personal job occupation. Please do not bring that to church.
我们决定不要任何弟兄姊妹在教会里面做 salesman.
We don't want any brothers and sisters to sell within the church.
但是我们也很 appreciate 有些弟兄姊妹各行各业，你私下来找我们或者怎么样，那是个人的事，不是教会的事情。
But we appreciate your occupation and you can contact us privately, but please do not bring it to church.
教会是神的家，是神的殿，是圣洁的。
Church is God's house, is sacred.
连买卖都不行。
God does not even allow business transactions.
主耶稣是拿着鞭子把他们赶出去的。
The Lord Jesus cast them out with a whip.
弟兄姊妹，来到圣家，我们就是要敬虔，在这里敬拜神。
When we come to house of God, let's be godly and worship God.
岂不知
？Don't you know?
你们就是神的殿。
You yourselves are God's temple.
神的殿是圣的，这个殿就是你们。
For God's temple is sacred, and you are that temple.
第三件事情，教会是基督的心腹。
Thirdly, the church is Christ's bride.
我们是他的最爱。
And we are His beloved.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在想一个你心中最爱的。
Now let's think of something that you love very much.
不可以乱想哈。我们可能孩子，可能我们的妻子，我们的丈夫，弟兄姊妹，我们里面应该要有最爱的人。
It could be our spouse, our children, we will have someone that we love the most.
当然，除非你也许在受伤、在痛苦的里面，可能一下子找不到人。
Maybe right now you feel wounded and you don't feel love anyone.
基督的最爱居然是教会。
But do you know that the first love of Christ is the church?
弟兄姊妹，神爱我，基督爱我们。
Christ loves us.
爱教会，为教会舍己。
He loved the church so much that he gave himself for the church.
他不光光为我们舍了他的生命。
Not only that he gave his life for us.
他把他一切最好的都给我们，没有留下一样好处不给我们。
He gave everything that he had to us. He did not reserve anything.
而圣经上告诉我们，有一天他要回来。不是迎接哈，是迎娶我们。
And the Bible says one day he will come back, not just to receive us, but to marry us.
那师傅，你知道，当我在预备这些信息的时候，我心里面真的是觉得很亏欠神。
When I was preparing for this message, I felt short.
我觉得今天在地上的教会已经逐渐失去了他那荣耀的身份和地位。
Because our church nowadays are gradually losing out.The glorious identity.
他根本已经失去了他对他自己尊贵身份的认识和感谢。
And we have lost the gratefulness and the recognition of our glorious identity.
在座的姊妹结过婚的，当你被迎娶之前，你的心情是什么？
Sisters who are married, remember how you felt right before you got married?
我可以了解会害怕了哈。
Yeah, you probably feel nervous.
但是喜乐甜蜜总是在我们里面最强的感觉。
And I'm sure you also feel joy and sweetness.
然后我们会预备好自己。
And you will prepare yourself.
我们尽全力的预备好自己。
You try your best to prepare yourself.
你看，我们有一对弟兄姊妹，明年三月要结婚，他。你这样算起来，这一年前就已经开始做筹划工作，跟我定时间了，跟我们排节目了。
We have brothers and sisters who are getting married next March. They're already trying to reserve my time.
他们在那里准备自己。
They're preparing themselves.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你要知道，我们是基督的新妇啊。
We are Christ's bride.
神天天在那里盼望这个新娘早一点来。
And God is longing for this bride daily.
如果你是天天盼望新娘快来，这个新娘根本就不理你，你会不会难过？
If you're waiting and expecting this bride and the bride doesn't care about you,
跟你找尽的理由说你不要来不要来，我现在忙得很啊。
And then she tried to give you all kinds of excuse. I'm very busy. Don't come to me.
等我 project 做完了。
After I finish my project.
或者等我把房子买好了再说。
After I buy my house.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你碰到这样子的老婆，不是老婆，新娘，你一定很难过。
If your bride to be is like this, you will feel sad.
基督要回来迎娶他的教会。
But yet Christ is coming back to marry his church.
他天天在天上等候这个荣耀的日子。
And today he is expecting this glorious day daily.
而地上的新娘应该天天预备好自己啊。
So the bride to be on earth ought to prepare herself every day.
所以基督里面讲到说，羔羊婚娶的时候到了。新妇也自己预备好了。
In the book of Revelation, it says, "For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready."
我们真的巴不得我们里面，就算你没有这个结婚的概念哈。
Even if you do not have this concept of getting married.
但是我要送给大家的 message 就是我们是基督心中最爱。
But the message I want to send across is that we are the first love of Christ.
他为教会都可以舍掉他的生命。
Because he gave his life for church.
他不会留下一样祝福、一样好处不给我。
He would not reserve any blessing or any good thing from us.
教会需要有团体的信心，在神的面前向神祷告。
So we ought to have a corporate faith to pray before God.
知道我们一切所需要的，我们目前所经历的，主都知道，而且他那样子的爱我们。
To know that He loves us so much and He knows what we go through and our every single need.
他永远要把最上好的能够存留到永远的赐给我们。
He always wants to give us the best that will last through eternity.
我以前看到一个小故事，说到有一个这个妻子常常抱怨她的丈夫。
I heard a story the wife often complained about her husband.
她觉得她的丈夫不够理想啊，这个反正很多小毛病就是挑剔来挑剔去。
She's very picky and didn't think her husband was good enough.
那其中有一个就觉得他不够保护她，很懦弱啦，还什么。
Or she felt that he's not strong enough to protect her.
就有一天，这两个人划船到这个。在海上玩的时候
，And one day they were rowing a boat in the ocean.
结果不小心出事了，结果船突然翻了，两个人都掉到水里面。
And all of a sudden, an accident, the boat turned over, both of them fell into the water.
所以两个人就一直在水里面这样慢慢游，慢慢游，想要等别人来救他们。
So like they trying to tread the water and swim and waiting for a rescue.
结果突然这个看见一艘船过来了。
And all of a sudden they saw the ship coming.
啊，他们就向着那个船，那远远的，他们就向它游过去。
So they swim toward the ship.
结果游到一半的时候，突然鲨鱼出现了哈，远远的看见那个鲨鱼的影子都跑过来。
And all of a sudden, halfway, a shark came.
哇，这个先生哈、啊，就跟太太说，你多保重啊。
And then, so the husband said to the wife, "You take care of yourself."
然后哗哗哗就突然游得很快了。
And then he went very fast.
气不气
？Would you be angry?
他想气，但是他也很聪明，他知道我一定有底细的，不敢讲。我们一定很气啊！妈，这个孩子，这个太太就气得不得了，心里很难过，想在最危险的时刻你给我跑掉了。
So the wife was very sad and angry at the most dangerous moment. My husband let me swim away.
这个船上的人也下来要救他们。
And the people on the ship also get down trying to save.
然后后来他就发现他先生居然被鲨鱼吃掉了，就这样吃了。
And then they realized the husband was swallowed by the shark.
然后他被救上来。
And the wife was rescued.
他除了惊吓以外，他心里面非常的痛苦。他没想到他的先生是这样子的。
And she was seized with grief because she never realized her husband was like that.
结果没有想到那个船长从里面走出来。
And then the captain of the ship came out.
他说：“你的先生太伟大。”
Says your husband is so great.
他说：“当他发现到鲨鱼的时候。”
Because when he realized there was a shark.
他立刻游开你。
He swam away from you.
然后我们在上面望远镜看见他把他自己割伤，让血出来。
And through the telescope, we were able to see that he cut himself so that he was bleeding.
所以鲨鱼全部都涌到他那里。
All the sharks were just targeted toward him.
他为的是要救你。
He did this to save.
哦，那个太太真的是难过的，一直流眼泪，一直哭啊。
Oh, the wife was so grieved that he could not stop crying.
他没有想到他常常抱怨的，他甚至刚刚这么伤心，是真的是痛苦，觉得。啊，她先生这个对不起她的，原来是一个这么爱她的丈夫。
She never realized because she often complained about him, and then just a moment ago she was mad that he left her, but she never realized he was such a great person.
很多时候我们在困难里面，我们对主常常有很多的误会。
So while we go through sufferings, we often misunderstand our Lord too.
其实基督爱我们爱到一个地步，他的命愿意为我们这些罪人死了。
Because Christ loved us so much to a point that he was willing to give his life for us.
为的是叫我们可以得到永远的生命，脱离永远的审判。
So that we can receive eternal life and depart from eternal judgment.
而最后讲到教会是基督的身体。
Lastly, the church is Christ's body.
我们是他的彰显，或是我们是他的见证。
We are his manifestation, his testimony.
在这里以弗所书一章二十二节说到，将万有伏在他的脚下。使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。底下林前十二章二十七节，我们一起来读。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27.
你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。然后这个你发现这个关系是一层一层一层越走越近。
You see the relationship is progressively closer.
我们不光是他的家人。
Not only that, we're his family members.
啊，我们是他的居所，他天天跟我们住在一起。
We're his dwelling place. He lives with us daily.
啊，我们是他的心爱，我们是他的心腹，是他最爱的那一位。
We're his bride, his beloved, his first love.
而这里讲成说，我们根本是他的身体，是同一个生命了，合一了。
Here it even says, we are his body. We share the same life. We are one with him.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这真的是太宝贵、太宝贵的事情。
It's so precious.
所以我们不能够说我只跟基督合一。
So we cannot say that we are only one with Christ.
因为我们既然都是基督的身体的一部分。
If we are all members of Christ's body.
他说你们就是指的教会啊。
Says you, the church.
你们就是基督的身子。
You are the body of Christ.
然后各自做肢体。
And members individually.
所以你要知道我们每一个人都宝贝啊。
So every one of us is very precious.
圣经上说一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体一同受苦。
The Bible says when one member suffers, the whole body suffers with it.
我想你的牙痛，甚至医生要抽神经或者要拔牙。
If your tooth ache and then you need a root canal.
你不会只是说牙齿，你不要来找我麻烦了。
You will not say, "Hey, tooth, don't bother me."
你碰到别人，你一定会跟人家说我牙痛。
When you see someone, you will say, "Oh, my
toothache."
One time, I carelessly cut my finger.
And
then I realized that my finger would just automatically stand up whenever I do things.
全身 work together to protect her.
So the whole body works together to protect the
finger.
And this is the function of
our body.
So when we talk about church, the first thing is oneness.
我们决定不在这里有分门结党或是批评论断的事情。
We will not have factionism or any criticism or
弟兄姊妹，因为我们真的是一个身体。
Because we are one body.
越多的肢体尽功用，全身就越有祝福。
The more members function, the whole body will be blessed.
在法国在西元1550年的时候。
In the year 1550.
那时候法国盖了一个教堂。
At that time in France, they built a church.
那个时候不像现在有电灯啊，都是点油灯。
At that time, they had oil lamps.
所以教会里面就没有特别去买教会用的大灯啊，大油灯。
And then the church did not buy those big, huge oil lamps.
因为这个牧师跟会众讲了一件很特别的事，他说我们在墙上不像一般教会一样做那种大灯。这个灯啊。
Because the pastor shared with the congregation, we will not have those huge oil lamps.
他说我们教会聚会是每一个人带自己的小油灯来。
That every one of us will bring our own lamp.
所以人越多，整个会所就越亮。
The more people we have, the brighter this room will be.
人越少，就提醒你，你今天不去，你会让整个教会的光变少了。
And if we have less people, then the church will be dimmer.
你会让那些去教会的那些少数人就会觉得更 lonely 啊。
And those people who are at church will feel your absence.
他提醒弟兄姊妹，记得这件小事情，提醒每一个人 ，You are part of the whole church.
So this practice, the pastor is trying to remind everyone that you are a part of a church.
你出现不出现很重要的。
And your presence does make a difference.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们真希望这样哈。
And how we wish that we just recognize.
我不是说我们要大家点灯，而是我们每一个人都觉得我自己的重要。
That we have to recognize our significance in the body.
我们在佛罗里达看那种 drive-in 的教会，真的觉得真的是为什么要用 drive-in 的教会呢
？In Florida, we visited a drive-in church. We just don't understand why.
每一个人都开车来，彼此没有接触的。
And everyone would drive in the church without any contact.
就坐在车上听完以后就开车回家了。
And they listen to the sermon within the car, and afterwards they go home.
那我儿子就在问说，那他们如果说阿门怎么办呢
？My son asked me, how do you say amen?
他们就说按喇叭。
They make a honk.
那个 altar call 呼召的时候，就车子往前开一点哈。
And then when the pastor makes the altar call, then everyone try to drive forward.
要 hug 就碰一下，是不是
？And you can bump to another car if you want to hug each other.
弟兄姊妹，为什么要去 drive-in 教会呢？好端端的聚会，为什么不聚会
？Why go to a drive-in church when you have a regular church?
教会的宝贝就是 we are one.
But what's precious in church is that we are one.
我要成为你的祝福，你要成为我的祝福。
We will be blessings toward each other.
因为这边这是合一啊。
And that is oneness.
相爱合一，这是教会的第一个身体的意义。
And that is a number one significance of church, to love one another.
第二个，身体就是有生命，它一定会成长的。
And the body is a living organism, it will grow.
所以我们在这里一同生长，一同成长。
So we are growing together.
我们要感谢神给我们这么多可爱的属灵同伴，让我们成为神家的人。
Let's be thankful that God gave us so many lovely companions that we can grow together in the family. And we are brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我们也成为同盟天骄的圣洁弟兄。
And we are holy brothers who share the same heavenly calling.
我们在这里成为同伴。
And we are companions.
你同伴好不好，就决定你属灵的路走得好不好。
And your companion will determine how you walk your spiritual walk.
同伴不追求。
If your companions do not pursue the Lord,
你当个鸡手都很神气的。
That you will feel you are good enough.
因为你觉得你已经 good enough， 你已经很好了，别人圣经没你熟。
If your companions do not pursue the Lord at all, you will feel you're good enough already.
别人不像你还每天读圣经。
That you're already reading the Bible every day.
弟兄姊妹，你如果真来到那些追求的里面，我们里面立刻觉得自己不够。
But if you are among those brothers and sisters who really pursue the Lord, then you will feel you're lacking.
身体第三个是彰显。
The third thing about the body is manifestation.
我们要彰显 the fullness of Christ.
We ought to manifest the fullness of Christ.
把基督的丰富彰显出来。
To manifest the fullness of Christ.
我没有时间再去细讲了。我刚刚已经讲过了，神的智慧 基督的丰满，它需要彰显。
That the wisdom of God, the fullness of Christ, need to be manifested.
就像音乐家需要借着乐器把他的技巧智慧表达出来。
Just like a musician needs to express his passion and his skills through playing the music.
就像艺术家需要借着他的创作、他的制作把他的技巧表达出来。
And like an artist trying to express his creativity with his skills.
神的丰富。
And God's fullness,
基督的丰满啊,
and the fullness of Christ,
要借着教会, 借着我们这般人表达出来,
will be expressed through church, through us.
所以你知道我们的重要了。
Now you know our importance.
所以弟兄姊妹啊, 在我们搬到教会来, 我真的是里面有很多很多的盼望啊。
And as we move in here, I have such great hope within me.
虽然我们会有很多的不同。
Yes, we are different.
台湾来的，中国来的，香港来的，我们生长背景不一样。
We grow up in different backgrounds in China, Taiwan, Hong Kong.
啊，我们受的教育不一样。
And we were educated differently.
我们的兴趣观念不一样。
And we have different concepts and interests.
但是没有关系。
But that is okay.
但是外面的人不一样。
Those things belong to the outer man.
但是在我们里面那个 inner man, we are one in Christ.
But we are all one in Christ in the inner man.
我们在主里面彼此包容。
That we will bear with one another.
我们在主里面彼此珍惜。
And we will cherish one another.
我们也在主里面彼此切实相爱。
And we love one another in the Lord.
我们也在主里面彼此勉励，一同来满足神。
And we will encourage one another so that together we satisfy the Lord.
让这个地方将来被别人知道，不是知道矽谷基督徒聚会。
I hope this place will no longer be known to others.As the Silicon Valley Christian Assembly,
不是只是知道这边的传道人是谁
，or they merely know the pastor，
而是人能够说在这里真的是有神的同在和祝福。
But they will say this place has God's presence and blessing，
在这里有神的喜悦
，and with God's delight，
就因为这是我们的盼望
，and that is our hope。
传道人可以过去。
The pastors come and go.
我们的名字可以被人家忘掉。
And our names can be forgotten.
但是我们希望这块地真是照着神允许的被他的荣耀充满。
But we hope that this place, as God has promised us, be filled with God's glory.
人来到这里真是遇见神的同在，知道是神的家。
And when people come here, they will meet God's presence and recognize this is a household of God.
人来到这里真知道是圣殿，是荣耀的、尊贵的。我们在这里敬拜神。
When people come here, they feel this place is holy and sacred. This is God's temple.
我们是以神为中心的教会，不是以人为中心的教会。
This is a God-centered church.
我们来到这里，我们也知道我们是蒙爱的，我们是基督的心腹。
And when we come here, we know we are loved. We are the bride of Christ.
我们也是基督的身体。
And we are also the body of Christ.
我们跟他同命、同心、同前途。
We share the same life, the same heart, and the same future.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Oh Lord, our hearts thank you.
是的，当你在说凡有耳的都应当听。
When you say, he who has ears, let him hear.
主啊，你打通我们心灵的耳朵。
You open the ears of our heart.
让我们听见那天上的神爱我们的主和荣耀的圣灵都做工在教会的身上。
So that we get to hear that the Holy Father, the loving Lord and the Holy Spirit are all working on the church.
你们何等爱你的教会。
Oh, how you love your church.
也让我们知道我们真是蒙大恩蒙大福的人。
That we are so blessed and loved.
主啊，让教会不再糟蹋自己亏欠你。
So that we will not waste away the blessing or abuse ourselves and fall short.
那我们都起来回到自己该有的位置上。
That we will rise up and to stand on our own position.
我们走下尘土，解下我们向上的锁链。
We will shake off the dust and the chains.
让我们披上能力，穿上华美。
We will put on a glory and power.
主，让这个教会真是成为你可以安息、你喜悦的教会。
That this place will be a place that you can rest and your delight is here.
你让人来的时候是遇见你的同在。
So when people come, they will meet your presence.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
把一切的荣耀归给你。
We give to you all the glory.
把大人孩子都交给你。
We commit all adults and children in your hands.
把以后陆陆续续你会带来的，我们都交在你的手中。
And all the newcomers to come, we commit them in your hands also.
但愿每一个人都一起来爱你。
That everyone will love you.
谢谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.